white sturgeon are in danger. However, the federal government has declined to list them as endangered, an important classification needed to secure protections and ensure the species' survival. San Francisco Baykeeper Science Director John Rosenfield told Pacifica that the classification is critical to securing the protections needed to ensure that the white sturgeon can continue living in the Bay Estuary.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service responded to a Endangered Species Act listing petition for San Francisco Bay white sturgeon that Baykeeper and our allies filed in November of 2023 after a court suit to compel a final decision from the Fish and Wildlife Service. They finally agreed that listing of the white sturgeon in San Francisco Bay as threatened is warranted under the Endangered Species Act, but precluded by their other bureaucratic responsibilities.
Rosenfield points to extensive data that shows the long-term decline in white sturgeon populations, evidence that was presented to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service during the petition for a federal endangered listing.
It was recognized that white sturgeon populations were declining, were in trouble. And then we had these harmful algal blooms in San Francisco Bay in 2022 and 2023. And those algal blooms resulted in a mass fish kill of white sturgeon and green sturgeon and other fish. But the white sturgeon were very noticeable because these are very, very large fish that washed up on shore.
White sturgeon are the largest freshwater fish in North America and have inhabited waterways from Baja California to Alaska for more than 40 million years. In California, Rosenfield says white sturgeon have survived by adapting to the state's climate whiplash, adjusting their reproductive cycles in response to alternating wet and dry periods. The anadromous fish spawn in freshwater rivers, then gradually adopt to saltier waters as they grow and move into the deeper waters of the bay. But after surviving for millions of years, white sturgeon now face growing threats from human activity. They were once commercially fished and, until recently, caught for sport. Today, their survival is threatened by declining freshwater flows and treated wastewater discharged into the estuary, which can fuel harmful algal blooms. In 2022, a harmful algal bloom was responsible for the deaths of over 800 sturgeon in the San Francisco Bay estuary.
The white sturgeon lineage has been around for a very, very long time, and that's an indication that it's able to survive a whole variety of conditions as the Earth's climate has changed over time. And you know, very, very recently, as people have come along, they've been able to survive, but they're not able to survive the continued extraction of too much water from Central Valley rivers. Again, they rely on the rivers to provide their spawning habitat, just like Chinook salmon and other fish do.
In 2024, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service completed an initial 90-day review and found that federal protections for the San Francisco estuary's white sturgeon population might be warranted. On July 21st, nearly 2 years after that initial finding, the agency announced that listing the population under the Endangered Species Act is warranted. However, it said immediate action is precluded by other higher priority listings. The finding was immediately followed by a court order stemming from a 2025 lawsuit filed by San Francisco Baykeeper and other environmental groups. Their original petition seeking federal protections was submitted in 2023.
This is another example of the Newsom administration following really in the footsteps of the Trump administration and just dragging its feet, slowing down the process, denying reality, and really denying protection to fish and the entire San Francisco Bay ecosystem that are struggling from a whole suite of problems, primarily the unsustainable diversion of fresh water from the rivers that feed the bay.
California could still provide permanent protections under its own Endangered Species Act. White sturgeon have been a candidate for state listing since 2024 and received protections while that process is underway. But Rosenfield says a state status review due in January still has not been completed by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, leaving the species' permanent state protection unresolved. While dams, water diversions, poaching, and pollution all threaten white sturgeon, John Rosenfield says the core problem is lack of political will to do what the law requires to protect the imperiled species. Vic Bedoyan reporting for Pacifica Evening News and KFCF Radio.